Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Well, the cattle industry sustainability story has been a decade in the making, starting with the kickoff of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Sustainability Research Program. Mariah Johnson, Senior Director of Beef Sustainability Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said in the beginning, the program focused on environmental sustainability.
You know, it's been probably almost a decade in the making from the time that the sustainability research program kicked off and where that started really being focused on environmental sustainability and how that's now grown into focusing holistically across all three pillars of sustainability and bringing in and really lifting up both economic and social sustainability as well as we'll continue to advance and move those forward.
New research has found methane, the main atmospheric pollutant produced from raising cattle, is less impactful on global climate change long-term than previously thought.
You know, there are many ways, and I think, you know, as producers and folks in the beef industry, we know it, but it's being able to have the research and the data to be able to show and to prove that, that cattle are good for the land, that we help to protect the land. And so we have several research studies that are in the field currently looking at how we can help to not only save taxpayer dollars, but protect community infrastructure and protect lives by having cattle grazing on lands and federal lands even to help reduce the potential for wildfires. And we've seen, you know, vast amounts of acres burned up with wildfires in the past couple of years. And cattle can help to reduce that fuel load and be a very cost-effective partner in helping to protect those lands. You know, and that's certainly just one way.
Johnson said there are multiple research studies taking place right now by the NCBA.
But we also see a lot of urban sprawl continuing to occur. And I know there's a number of people across the U.S. who think, well, if we just took cattle off the land, that we might perhaps have another Yellowstone or a Serengeti. And that's not necessarily the case. We know from a study out in California that, you know, over the past 30 years or so, that when cattle are moved off the lands, over three quarters of those lands end up in urban development. And that, you know, it hurts our ecosystem services. It hurts the migratory pathways for many wildlife animals. And it doesn't allow us to sequester carbon into the soil. So talking about how cattle, again, can be a benefit and part of a solution to a lot of the climate struggles that we see. And so by having cattle on the land, they can actually help to protect and to uplift. And again, you know, not just providing services from that environmental perspective, but a lot of things that go into that economic and social piece as well.
The last decade of work by NCBA and cattle producers towards environmental responsibility and sustainability is begging to pay off with climate-conscious consumers, according to Johnson. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.